Number one for Taste Out of Five.
KFM.
Massive day for Dundee United today. Is it going to be a tangerine dream? It's League Cup final day. United facing Celtic at Hampden Park. Kickoff in just under 50 minutes' time. United aiming for a repeat of 2010 and bringing the silverware back to Tayside. Bit of an early start for United fans and also for Tay Sports. Dave Galloway making his way through to the Central Belt at Hampden. What's the atmosphere like there, Dave?
Yeah, it's building up very nicely, John. Outside the stadium, it's a hive of activity inside the ground. The fans are filtering in, like you say. 18,000 Terrors fans will be here this afternoon to roar on a team looking to end a 35-year wait for the League Cup. On that occasion, United beat Dundee at Dens to lift the trophy. Of course, Jackie McNamara's men are the underdogs today, but there's a quiet confidence about the squad, John, that they can do the business and make up, of course, for last May's Scottish Cup final defeat by St Johnston. United, of course, are encouraged by an impressive battling display in last weekend's Tannadice encounter with the Hoops, and, you know, they'll take to this newly relayed Hampden pitch, and hopefully it will hold out, without fear. No Nadir Sifsi today. That's the big United talking point. He's suspended. We all knew that. Much speculation about who would take the Turks' place and spearhead the United attack. I could confirm that Bellati will be the main man up front for United today.
So we're going to get that full team news just ahead of kickoff at 3 o'clock for Jackie McNamara. A bit of a feisty affair last weekend in the Scottish Cup. How does he kind of go about getting that victory today?
I really enjoyed last weekend's game. I thought that epitomised all the great team spirit and determination and bottle that United have. They'll need those qualities in abundance, and they'll need to, you know, not give anything daft away at the back, because they have been prone to these lapses, John. If United can keep it tight at the back, hopefully nick the first goal, I think they've got every chance of lifting this trophy today.
I think it's going to be another case of Rado being on top form again, like he was last weekend, potentially keeping United in there last weekend. Do you think the guys are going to take a bit of confidence with the fact that they were down to 9 men last week and managed to hold out? Would it have been a different story if it was full 11 against 11?
Yeah, well, that is exactly what the United players that I was talking to through the week were saying, John. You know, we did so well 9 against 10. If it's 11 against 11, there's no reason why we can't beat them.
Hopefully the talking point is going to be on the pitch and not about the pitch. You're saying it is looking good. It was last time Hampden was in use, it was cutting up pretty badly.
Yeah, it was just relayed, this brand new pitch, within the last few days. Now, at first glance, it looks absolutely terrific. When you take a closer look at the areas in front of the dugouts here, John, we've got a perfect view suspended over the halfway line here. You can actually see the joins. So let's hope that it holds up better than it looks.
So the pressure is on both teams, and also the groundsman, I think, is probably praying that it just looks good and sticks together, knits itself together.
Yeah, indeed. When I arrived here at lunchtime, John, there were actually a couple of guys out on the pitch doing stuff to the pitch, and I thought, ooh, you've left it a bit late, lads, haven't you?
Sprinklers are on. Dave, yes. Thanks very much. We'll catch up with you before kickoff at 3 o'clock.
Hey, your music.
Your life.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Tay FM.